The month of Nisan, if you ask anyone, what's the first month of the Jewish calendar? It's Nisan. The first month is Nisan. Fair? What I pointed out last Shabbos and Shul was, is that if you ask anyone what's the beginning of the year, about it's what? It's Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, could someone tell me in what way Nisan is Rosh Chodesh? So again, as far as years go, remember, years go, it starts when? Rosh Hashanah. As far as months go, it starts Chodesh. And we all know we don't say Tachnun.
First month is really a 6 month
end of the year. I understand, but which is the beginning of the year? Chodesh Nisan or Chodesh Tishrei? Okay, so in what way is Rishon Lachem Rosh Chodesh? The answer is the concept of Chodesh, if we mentioned this, is Chodesh means Chodesh. It's renewal, right? Klal Yisrael is compared to the moon because renewal. The beginning of renewal is Chodesh Nisan. That means Avada we do Tshuva Tishrei, but the ability to renew ourselves. Does anyone know why the ability to renew ourselves is a Chodesh Nisan? Because when did that happen to us in the history? Remember, can I say something about Yom Tovim that I didn't share it with you? People think Yom Tovim are historical events. They are not. Yom Chal speaks about this multiple times, and others as well. Yom Tovim are that what happened during those days. Could we have each year when we get to Pesach, a person can have his own Yitzias Mitzrayim, his personal Yitzias Mitzrayim. When it comes to Shavuos, a person can have his own Kabbalah Torah. We do not believe in celebrating history months. Tezvav Nisan is a day that was destined, has in it the ability to have Nisan. How do I know? How many are up at the end of the Seder? When there's the whole thing, Ba Pesach. Do you say that at the end? Nirtza after Halo? Nirtza, do you say Nirtza? In Nirtza, it's a whole list that we say. Things that happened by Pesach and Halayla, all the Nisim that happened in history, the night of Pesach. The Haragodah, I would share that with you. The night that Rav Avinu went and fought against the four kings. The night of Sancherib. The night, you have to go through it. If you have an Haragodah, and what do you see from there? You see from there, the night of Tezvav Nisan, it has in it what? A miraculous makeup. It's a Mesukah. So too, since we got out of Mitzrayim, in Memtesh Shari Toma, and we were given a new lease of life, what could happen to every year that night? He could be zeichet to that. Am I clear? Okay. In that way, it's Rishon, it's Rosh Chodesh, is renewal. Now, unlike Tishrei, where we do tshuva, Chodesh Nisan, you just have to make a Kabbalah going forward, and that's enough. Okay? How do I know this? So I share on Shabbos that there's a Rashi in Parashas Bo'i that Moshe Rabbeinu on Rosh Chodesh Nisan went and commanded Klal Yisrael to do Karban Pesach. And you know what it says at the end of that pasuk? Klal Yisrael went and they did it. Can I ask you if you makpir of a Karban Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Does that work? You sit in the sukkah on Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Is it a mitzvah? So why is it, Bachram, why is it that Klal Yisrael says did it on Rosh Chodesh? And Rashi asks this question. You know what Rashi says? No, they didn't do it, but they accepted to do it. And because they accepted to do it, what happens? It's considered that they did it already. It's an unbelievable thing. Can someone tell me what the significance of that is? Because they accepted they're going to do it? And why does that lesson on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? And what's the answer to that question? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Klal Yisrael the ability to renew. Even though they're Memtesh Shari Tuma, they did nothing yet. Klal Yisrael, Chazal tell us, were Orum Min HaMitzvos. They had nothing going for them. But what happened? They were Orum Min HaMitzvos. They had zero. That's why Hashem said they should do the blood on the doors. But they went and they accepted it. That alone did it. Am I clear? Bachrim, what you need to understand when it comes to Kabbalahs is if a person goes ahead now in Chodesh Nisan and accepts upon themselves what? The ability to take on a Kabbalah to do something, has tremendous powers. They don't know what else is significant. We don't say Tachan and Chodesh Nisan. Why? Because what happened? Why don't we say Tachan the first 12 days? Gavriel, I didn't say this.
Why don't we?
Because it's Chanukas Amishka. What is Chanukas Amishka? What's the significance? Again, Klal Yisrael starting. Is this unbelievable? Punk the first days of Nisan. We accept. I'm showing you. What do you see from the days of Nisan? What is the school of Bachar of the days of Nisan? His chachas, restarting. If a Bachar goes ahead and says, a Yid goes ahead and takes on, who could tell me what's the number one reason that our Kabbalahs don't last? And everyone, when you hear what I'm going to tell you, is going to say, yes, that's true. It's because what happens the first time you glitch? What do you say? Forget about it, right? We all want perfection. And perfection is the enemy of the good, as we all know. And we try and we get broken. What chizuk can Bahram have or Yidden have? Not to give up if they make a good Kabbalah and then things get lousy. So on Shabbos I shared a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Tzadik HaKohen fasted for 40 years that the Beis HaMikdash should not be destroyed. And guess what happened after the 40 years? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now what would you say? This is all a waste of time, right? For imagine you fast 40 years straight, Mishon, it's a lot. Says the Hilik Tfer Shleimah, no. For 40 years straight, he fasted every day and he pushed off the Beis HaMikdash one day at a time from being destroyed. So for 40 years, the Beis HaMikdash lasted in the schus of his fasting. So I ask you a question. If you look at the big picture,
he stopped fasting after 40 years.
Yeah, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. At that point, Hashem said no. But he was successful. Chazal tell us, the way Tzvi Shleimer explains it, that for 40 days he says. So I want to ask you a question. If you look at this with shallow eyes, he fasted 40 years and then what happened? Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Was that a failure or a success? Shallow answer, it's a failure. If you look at it from a deeper answer is, he had 40 years of successful days. Each day and night. Bachram, how do you view success? Do you only view success if you're matzliach, that for a full year you don't fall back once? Or every day that you're successful, you say, I had a great day. I fell yesterday, I fell tomorrow. Fine, move on. Do you understand the biggest yetzer of Kabbalahs? Yes or no? Do you agree? Does everyone agree that this is the number one challenge of Kabbalahs? Bachram, it's a tremendous mistake. Okay? I shared on Shabbos that we were talking about Abdus, we built Pisaim and Ramses, right? Who knows what was unique about Pisaim and Ramses? You know what happened to Pisaim after we built it? You were there, no? What happened to Pisaim and Ramses?
As we built it.
What? They built it and what happened?
As we were
it sank in. As they built it, it just sank and they rebuilt again. Why would Kodesh Baruch Hu teach us that lesson? So painful. What Hashem wanted to take out of that lesson from Avodas Hashem? We went from Abdus of Parei to Avodas Hashem. Why would Hashem do that? So I heard from somebody, that's such a nice thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu was showing, even if right now, at the end of the day, what's going to happen? It's going to sink. What's your job today? Let's at the end, it's not going to be perfect. Well, it's not going to be good. But what's your job today as an Eved? Build today. Don't think about the long term. Isn't that nice? He took the piece of a Ramses and turned it into a positive lesson. They built every day. They said 10 years. It didn't sink, by the way, every day. Over the years, it sank. It sank over there. It wouldn't be able to get built. It was on a certain soil that eventually gave way. Now, if you look at the big picture, should you build it? No, but since you're an Eved, today, build it. Stop thinking about the big picture because a lot of times that's very daunting and it breaks you over. Klar? So, Bachram, we're standing in Chodesh Nisan. The mistake that you have to be perfect all the time is a tremendous mistake and it ruins us. And then I'll finish with a story that I share on Shabbos. A very, very interesting story. There was a Yid named Reb Meir Soloveitchik. He was the Brisker Rav's son. You know that the Briskers are very into leaning? They would listen to Kriyas HaTorah multiple times a day until they got a perfect lane. Shabbos Zohar, they lane multiple times. Mamash, every Bakari that says it differently. Briskas are very much a day. This Reb Meir would listen to Leining a few times a day. He would go to the main shul in Yerushalayim called Zichron Moshe, do a Baal Kairis one after the other, and he would listen. Not wasn't good to go to the next one. He would just walk one to the other. There was one Baal Kairis that always, if you ever heard him Lein, he always said afterwards, "Thank you, now I can go home," because this Baal Kairis was perfect. So every week he would listen. He went to different ones. He didn't know who's coming. It was a Monday and Thursday. He walks out to Baal Kairis and says, "Thank you, now I can go home." That's like the biggest compliment, right? When Meir Soloveitchik tells you, "Thank you, not going," what does he mean to say? That was a perfect Leining. One week was Pashas Tetzava, and he finishes, he goes, "Thank you, I'm going to have to go to the next one now." And the Balkari was shocked because he never had that before. And he tells Meir, "What did I do wrong? What did I learn wrong?" He says, "No." And he said, in the very first Pasuk, it says, "V'ata Tetzava Esmeir Shol Yishal Laita Menayra." And what's the commandment to Aaron HaKohen? Lahalois ner tamid. Does that possibly ring a bell? Lahalois ner tamid. He says, you leaned it, lahalois ner tamid, to light an eternal candle. He says, that's not true. Look at the trap. It's lahalois ner tamid. Do you know the difference between the two? No. Listen to the difference.
Right, what is you light the candle? Say,
what is the tamid? One is you should light a candle that will last forever. Is that the mitzvah? No. That's the halos ner tamid. The other one is you should light a candle every day. So what this Baal Kair understood is, you have the difference? The Torah doesn't say you should light a ner tamid. Ner tamid means I will be perfect always. Every day I will be perfect. Every day I will. Is that true? Is that what Hashem commands? That's the halos ner tamid. Light a ner tamid. You know, ner tamid is in every shul, they have it hanging. What does the Eibishter want? Lahalois ner. When? Tamid, every single day. Light a candle every day. Hailing a Bachram. Since that's the commandment, what did Chazal say? That Hashem, what do they say about Aaron HaKohen lighting the menorah? Who remembers this? In Magnus, listen to this. It says, Vayas Kain Aaron Chalash Yitziv Hashem Smaishet. Aaron did whatever it is. Rashi says, what do you think Aaron did? And what does Rashi say? Who knows the famous Rashi? Lahagid shvachoy shel Aaron shalishina. It's coming to tell you that the godless of Aaron HaKohen is that he did not change. Okay, what's the obvious question of that? Moshe Rabbeinu tells him how to light, and he doesn't. He does exactly like Moshe tells us Chazal, he didn't change. Is that godless? That's godless that he didn't change? Of course he did what Aaron wanted. And Mepharshim say it's coming to tell you that he never changed. That with the same fervor that he lit the menorah the first day, he lit every other subsequent day his whole life. You know how? Because he didn't do lahalois ner tamid. He didn't go ahead and say, "Okay, let me light the eternal light." What did he do? Lahalois ner. He lit a candle tamid every day. The goal is not perfection. And that's why Meir told him the laning has to be done over. Because it's wrong. When you read Lahalois Ner Tamid, it's saying that you have to be a perfect. Tamid doesn't mean what your success. Tamid means what you have to do. Lahalois Ner, you have to light a candle every day. Tamid, every day you have to light a candle. Not perfection. Shmak, Hailing a Bachar. What is our Avodah Chodesh Nisan? I ask every Bachar to think of one thing. You're going into Bein HaZmanim now. We're all going into break time. Something you have to take on where you're going to strengthen yourself and you're going to hold on. Because Chodesh Nisan has in it this miraculous essence of what? Remember, Klal Yisrael was at the 49th level of Tumah. And what happened to them? They were able to just say, "Hashem, we're ready." Kain also remembers what Rashi taught us. It's as if they did it already. What do you mean you guys did nothing? No, we did it already. That's the ability. So too, by Yom HaMahim, Bezman HaZeh. Just like we had that Koyach back then, we have that Koyach today. I'm asking everyone to think about how Chodesh Nisan is this special opportunity. And don't just say, "Oh, it's all for Yeshiva." No, no, no. Pick something to work on and you'll see Siyata Deshmaya with your Kabbalah.